Recently, I took my son to a men's clothing store to buy him dress pants and dress shirts for the upcoming fall semester at college. A family friend of ours has worked at that store for a long time, and he helped our son Drew pick out different jackets, ties, shirts, pants, things like this. I went to high school with this man many years ago, and I remember him being just a very nice person and easy to talk to. Throughout the time that he was helping Drew choose clothes, I realized how comfortable Drew felt in what could have been an awkward situation, and how comfortable our friend Tony made everyone feel. And I realized a few of the phrases that he used over and over were very validating. Oftentimes, Drew would give an opinion about something and Tony would say, "That's fair," or "I hear you." Or he might say, "I totally get that. Yes, I understand. I agree." And I walked out of there. We bought, of course, a lot of clothes. And I thought to myself, I want to be like that. I want to be the type of conversationalist that make people feel heard, feel understood, feel comfortable. I want them to feel that I agree with them, if I do, and that I am easy to talk to. I think sometimes we get going in our real busy lives, especially with our kids. You know how it goes. School starts, crazy morning schedule, or we only have a few minutes to be with somebody. So it's all about commands, details, schedules. We're talking, you know, shop talk, business talk. But I think, and this is definitely a reminder to myself today, I can be so all business that I miss the people aspect. And I wonder if maybe we could just memorize a couple phrases that would really help us in our relationships with people. If someone says something, you don't even have to agree with it. And the nice thing is, this phrase works if you don't necessarily have the same viewpoint. What if you just said, "That's fair"? "That's fair" does not mean I agree with you and I want the same thing to happen. What you're saying is that person's opinion is valid. So "that's fair" is a very good small quote to say. And little tip here, knowing as mom of boys and anyone that is married or teaches male students, the smaller, the better. The smaller the phrase, the better. Our high school principal once taught us as teachers, boys stop listening to commands, especially from women, after about 5 or 6 words. Now, we might not like that, but let's live with what is reality. So if we can bring in a phrase that is short and quick and it isn't a huge paragraph or a book, we have a better chance of being heard and our kids wanting to talk to us. And anyone that you're talking to, a friend at lunch, something like this, if you say that phrase, "That's fair," after their comment or their opinion, that validates them. What about saying, "I hear you," or "I totally get that"? I have a good friend that uses that phrase. I always walk away wanting to tell her more. I'm like at the car and I'm still wanting to talk because she's so good at communication. She's never put me in my place. She's never cut me off. She's never made me feel stupid or dumb or ignorant or that I was wrong. And so often we can help people more if they feel that we are approachable. So there's just a couple phrases that maybe we could add to our repertoire of conversation to help us engage with people better. "That's fair," "I hear you," and I totally get that. Just something to think about. Have a great week, friends. Loving God means loving others. Let's walk in love.